another sexy Slimming World date night here with Claire and Anna. Just when you think that you're listening to a podcast that's all about weight loss, and then let me just paint the picture right now. Well, we're sat in my car in the same spot where we did the protein episode a few months ago. So this time it's not piddling down with rain. The sky's blue. The sun is setting behind us. Everything is so green because all the rain's been kind of around this week. I'm still sweaty, having not had a shower from going climbing today. I don't smell my pits. And then Anna next to me is, she's got, I mean, talk about not a disappointment. Anna
has got
leopard slippers on and she's in her pyjamas in my car.
These are a very expensive brand that I bought in America in the sale, and this should have been, would you have paid $400 for this? Because I wouldn't. I actually got it for $6.99. It's Tommy Hilfiger. But yeah, it feels like, Anna, you can't wear that out in public.
It's a blue number with some white stars. And then, the slippers.
They're
everything.
£3 from Primark. And they've just come out of the washing machine. They've just come out of the washing
soft.
Machine because I stepped in some dog poo in
you
them.
You washed your slippers?
Yeah, because I've got 2 minutes to dash out and they poop.
So that's oh my god, just look at, there's a river beside us.
Look at the ducks.
And there is a row of ducks coming straight towards us, and they're in a beautiful straight line, and there's a V around them as they all move towards us. Anyway, you are listening to Slimming World Food for Thought podcast. Thank you for joining us. Hope that your week, your weekend has got off to a great start. And if it hasn't, then we're hoping that the next few minutes or however long this takes us will be of use to you as we go through some of your questions, some of your comments that have been sent in to us on our Instagram, on our email over the last month. So we're here in this romantic setting right now. They can't look at them, Anna.
Oh, I'm so, we need like, yeah. Oh, can I get a picture and we can put it on the, no, it's too, let's see if I can get a picture and I can.
I mean, the thing that she's not noticed is there's a whole load of hot canoeists on the way as well.
Oh,
I mean, that's what I'd be taking
on.
The picture of. Right, Slimming World podcast.
Sorry,
are you with me here?
Sorry,
are you with me, love?
Sorry, chicken. I'm here, fully focused and ready on listeners' questions.
You are. So here's what some of you have been talking about. You've been sending us your before and after pictures.
We are loving them. They're so inspiring.
I've also been telling us about some of the awards that you've been winning, including several of you that became Target members.
Get in.
Yeah.
Love that one.
And then also you've been pouring your hearts out to us. Some of the comments we are choosing not to read out loud because they're quite personal. But know that that's always an option, that if you do want to send us things that you don't want to be read out loud, that's perfectly cool as well.
Yeah, and we do really read them all, and we do try and respond to as many as we can, but we're getting so many now, it's tough. But please know we are acknowledging everything that you're saying.
Yeah,
thank you.
So a reminder of how you can connect with us, we're on Instagram, Slimming World Podcast, and that's where you can DM us, you can see any of our stories live. You'll also see our stories on our profile, which have links to previous episodes and some of our before and after pictures on there as well. And then the email is there too, which you can send your long-winded ones.
Oh, we love them. That's slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com.
Hey, you got that right now. She's not even written it down.
I know. It's only taken me since December to remember it.
Yeah, well.
There we go.
Well, by the time we get to next December, what will you remember then? Your own name?
Oh, no, I doubt it.
Oh, look, my phone's locked now.
Oh, now you've got to go back to listeners' questions.
Ah, okay, right. So these are in chronological order. So sometimes it appears like we repeat ourselves. But
yes.
That's all right. We'll just roll with it. Aging Disgracefully loved hearing their comment on our last listener's question, and apparently it made her morning. Jules Alicious sent us a message saying that she lost another £2 back in May, and she admitted it was going to be a long journey, but we said, hey, every pound adds up.
Doesn't it? Just a pound a week for 52 weeks is 4 stone.
Yeah. Jess Hyde Therapy sent us a message saying she just got to her target of 3.5 stone.
Woohoo!
Moon. So we love that one. What else we've got here? Caroline Higgins. Now, Caroline has been sending us lots of different messages.
Love
and
Caroline.
We feel like you're a regular face on our message panel. Love the girls. This girl's listening to your podcast every morning on my walk on holidays. Have walked farther than ever before, choosing my hard. Hoping to go home with a minimum maintain, be delighted with a loss, making the best choices I can. Previous holidays would mean free for all, eat everything and worry about the results later. Not anymore.
I love this. Changed woman.
And she's in Lanzarote. Ooh. Love Lanzarote.
I've never been.
It's an amazing place.
Black sand.
Yeah, I didn't see black. You go to the volcano.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Lorna said that she was excited to hear her name towards the end.
Aww.
And just to know that we received her email and we've been researching into how sugar affects us. She sent us loads of information on places for us to start.
Yeah, I really want to look into that because I'm getting so many people in groups giving up sugar and really finding the impact that sugar's having on them and stuff. So I think that's really one we can kind of do a juicy maybe episode on in the future.
It's kind of the thing with sugar, like there's just so many different avenues to look at and so much different research that it's sometimes overwhelming of what to believe.
Yeah, and it's like one thing contradicts the next, isn't it?
And we're not doctors, you know, the advice that we give here, well,
oh god, it's time to tell you something.
We're not, so you know, we also want to make sure that the things that we say
are right.
Yeah, if we're not sure, we'll always say, or we'll just not say it.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Or she'll edit it out after I've said it.
Chris Budder said, listen to our podcast. It's helping get back to plan. Good. Thanks for Hanny Lou for giving us a shout out and a recommend on the Instagram as well. A lovely message that we received from AdMads. AdMads sent us a message that began with, because you feel like my friends, which was one of those that
it
really
made our day, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. And I think we actually really needed to have that message on that particular day as well. And AdMads had lost £4.5 that week and was only £3 to target and thanked us for the motivation. So that's from Ali.
Well done, you.
Okay, so Rach La. Do you think that's Scouse?
I wouldn't like to comment. I am married to a Scouser.
Okay.
And he used to say that all the time.
Wow.
La and our kid. And I never knew what our kid meant.
Our kid's Manc though, isn't it?
Well, no, it's quite a Scouse thing, but he'd be talking about his older brother and calling them our kid and his dad our kid. And I'd be like, but they're not your kid. It took me years to get over it. Yeah, it doesn't say
it's
anymore.
It's like saying your old man.
Yeah. No, but he's calling them their kid. Like, I think younger.
God, you're so posh and southern, aren't you?
Yeah, am I?
I thought it was Manc, our kid.
Oh, I don't know.
Right.
Sorry, we digress.
Rach La. Don't know if you're from Scouse land.
Are you from Liverpool, darling?
Merseyside.
Yeah.
There's a variety of areas. Rach La says, stumbled across our podcast and has become addicted.
Oh.
Works on her own driving around a lot. So it's like we're keeping her company on repeat ever since.
Oh.
Yeah. So imagine you're in the car with us right now, Rach. What slippers are you wearing?
Yeah.
what pyjamas are you wearing? Or sweaty gym clothes might you be wearing? Do my armpit...
I'm not getting any freaking closer, love.
It doesn't smell that bad, I don't think. Okay, you guys loving the latest videos, but can you do an episode or question on partners? My other half is so supportive, but his snacking is terrible. He will cook and eat really healthy meals for me, but due to living above a Tesco, will go downstairs and snack. Just yesterday, I caught him shoving a cake into his mouth that he had hidden under the seat of his car. I've had a chat with him, and he cooks sin-free meals when I work late, and then will eat an entire bar of chocolate in front of me. We don't live together yet. So when I'm home, my willpower is amazing but wavers when I'm with him. I hear you when you talk about the Maltesers, Anna. I don't want to sound like a nag when I tell him I don't want him to stop eating the things he enjoys, but this really isn't helping.
So tough, isn't it? Because it's that
fine
line.
Why is he doing it though? Why?
Because he's probably dead slim and doesn't need to worry about it and loves it.
Do you think?
Yeah, that's what I suspect. It'd be interesting to think if he does maybe need some support with his weight, then this might be a bigger issue. But if he's quite slim, this sounds really tough. But I've had to learn that choice power thing. I just have to watch him now. Like, I have to watch Daisy do it too. And just decide that I want to lose weight or be in control more than I want to go near it.
Is that choose your hard thing again?
Because the thing that I've learned with my hubby, and I don't know if it's the same with you, sweets, is that you can't force someone else to do what you want to do. And he obviously wants to eat the cakes and the chocolate, and it's almost like he's really supporting you with the meals, but that's going to be the thing that he wants to keep, isn't it? And if you're going to live with him, it does get tougher, but it's almost like let him have his own space to do it. Like Phil has his man room with like lots of technology and stuff that I don't want in the rest of the house, so he can go and eat his cake and his rubbish in there and play his Xbox. Do you know what I mean? Shut the door on them.
Unless also you factor in that on the nights that you're going to be with him, you have extra sins available so that you can enjoy some of those snacks with him. And so you kind of hold back some of your sins on other days. And then you know that with him, one of the things that you do is that you do eat a piece of cake or something. So you do it together.
Yeah, I guess if that's what she wants to do. Yeah, it sounds to me that you feel a little bit like you want none of it near you, and that's why you're struggling with it, because you want, like, you don't want the temptation. I think it would be really interesting to get a message back from you to tell us about what his, where he is with it, his weight, because maybe if he is struggling with it, we can give you some ideas and some support about how to support him with that. Yeah. But I've got it in my head that he's probably one of those really lucky people that got slim jeans. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And doesn't can eat a bar of chocolate and then be like, oh, it's fine. Whereas I'm like, oh, that's 3 stone on.
Yeah, we just breathe and it's gone.
Yeah. I look at butter and it sticks to me. Do you know what I mean? I don't even eat it. Yeah. And Daisy's obsessed by butter. She just comes in with the packet of butter out of the fridge. Lick it, mummy. Lick it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she likes eating butter out of the packet.
It's just temptation everywhere, isn't there?
Yeah.
That everywhere we turn. And I think in some ways, Rach, there will always be someone or something that is there to sabotage you. And I think what I used to find was being like, don't look at it, don't look at it, don't look at it, don't think about it, don't think about it. Oh my God, I'm thinking about it. Oh my God, I'm looking at it. Oh my God, I'm eating it. So instead, it's like, I mean, today I went shopping and I actually went crazy. I bought like 9 mini crunchies, 6 Freddos, mini Milky Ways.
I noticed you didn't bring any in the car for me.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I assumed that that's not the said thing to do with a person who's doing Slimming World.
What, eat crunchy?
Well, you say like chocolate's a trigger for you.
It's not so much anymore, but it used to be. I could have one little crunchy and it'd be all right.
Yeah?
Yeah. No, I can't eat at the moment.
Well, see, this is the thing. This is the new thing that I'm introducing, that, you know what, when I go and work on night shifts like I am later this weekend, there will be chocolate and cake. And I do want some of that. Now, if I take along my own couple of little ones,
good call,
and I know I've allocated it and I've got a taste of it or something, then it's done.
Yeah.
So having something rather than going nothing, ah!
Binge. Yes.
So finding ways to kind of not like put the blinkers on, because it just builds up and then you just go mental. Yeah. You're not really tackling the problem. You're just avoiding it.
Yeah, and if you do that, you're never going to be able to carry this on long term. Another thing, Rach, that might help you is if you go to a group and you have a pack, the Be Delighted book in there, page 29, is all about those triggers, the emotional eating and the more subconscious ones. It might be a really good thing to kind of work out what's going on for you with that and how you want to deal with it. Might really help you.
And with him.
Yeah. I was just thinking that. Like,
why is he doing that? Like, is he bored? No one needs to kind of gouge on a massive piece of cake that they're hiding under their car seat. Like, is it boredom? Is it treating or something like that?
Or is he just trying to be super supportive and doesn't want it near you? Like, that's why I'm saying, like, we need to work out where he is with his weight. Because it might just be like, oh, I really want to support her. I'm going to cook with Frylight. I'm going to make a Slimming World burger and chips. And then I want cake, so I don't have to see it somewhere hiding in my car.
Do you know what I once was dating a vegetarian. This is many years ago, right?
Did you have a steak in your back pocket?
No, but I spent the weekend over at his house and they were all vegetarians. But it was really weird that all they seemed to eat was bread and cheese and soup.
That was like me as a vegetarian and chips.
Yeah, it was boring.
I was like, I'm veggie. I'm so healthy.
But
no,
then
Anna.
On the way home, I stopped at a petrol station and I bought like a massive pack of sausage rolls. And while I drove home, it was a 30-minute drive home, I ate the entire pack of sausage, little mini cocktail sausages.
At least it wasn't like a raw packet of bacon.
I would never do that, but it was like, because I couldn't have it, I needed
Did
to
it
have
more.
It.
Yeah, totally. Maybe that's where he's at with the cake.
That's it.
Yeah. I hope that helps a bit, Rach.
Yeah. Right, let's have a look at the next one. So SW Food Lover sent us a really touching message, and that she's been binge listening to us, and it's really motivating her. But also the fact that it's inspired her to go and get support in all lots of different aspects of her life, not just in food, but also for mental health as well. And I think one of the things that we really wanted to stress for people is that sometimes you have to look a little bit deeper past the food thing and think, what's the root cause of this?
100%.
And the thing that we have no shame in talking about is that we've both struggled with
our mental health. And still do, I think.
And until we've ever really kind of cracked some of the reasons behind why and, you know, almost grieved and faced some of the things that had happened to us, we couldn't, we were just kind of treating the symptoms.
Yeah.
Right. Carol says she struggles with nights, but she's found our podcast and they are helping her so much.
Oh, fabulous.
Sarah Stapley, one of our
lady
favourites from down south. We gave her a shout out because she's done some more runs, and she's saying that we make her Monday mornings more bearable.
Ah, well, happy Monday, gorgeous lady.
And she would love to meet us.
But do you know what? I had a lady come into my group, and she'd been talking to her work colleagues, and they'd heard about, they'd been listening to the podcast, and then they realised that I was Jo's consultant. So I don't know what the ladies are called, but if you work in Manchester with a lady called Jo, you're going to come and visit our group because they want to come and meet us, Claire, on a Saturday morning. They're doing a little road trip.
God, really?
Can you imagine? They're going to get really let down.
Bored. Yeah. You'll be disappointed.
Oh my God, Anna. 8 o'clock on a Saturday morning, I'm like on steads, aren't I?
Yeah, you put your brows on though on a Saturday morning.
No, they're there. They're tattooed. Yeah. They're always there.
They do look good.
I might go in tomorrow like this. What do you think?
I think we love you in any way that you come in.
Do you think it's a professional look?
Like most of the people who go through Slimming World are not wearing bras or pants.
I was explaining this to my mum today. We were talking about how heavy things weigh, and I was telling her about your watch.
Half a pound?
Yeah, and then I was like, people take their earrings out, their teeth out, their everything. And she's like, well, does it make a difference? Well, it could make a pound difference, couldn't it? If you took your earrings out, your engagement ring off, your teeth, your belt, your Apple watch.
Your teeth? Do people genuinely take their teeth out?
No one's ever taken their teeth out. Please, someone do that for me. I'd really love that. And wait until, like, I'm on way. If you're a new member, please just take some teeth out.
Wow.
That would I would. If I had dentures, I'd take it all out.
I remember one lady sent us a message saying, does it make a difference if you tie your hair up or down? Like, these are the things that you start thinking.
Do you breathe in or out? Do you look up or down?
You have to think about, keep your socks on.
Well, no. I like to be in touch with the scales now since this. I've got to touch them. Like, my feet have got to touch them. I think, though, sometimes you're lighter with your socks on than you are off.
That's not your professional opinion.
No, that's not my professional opinion. Don't listen to me.
Stay on message. Yeah. Stay on message. Right, Hayley Richardson, again, someone who we feel like we're starting to really get to know you, Hayley. And she shared with us some incredible pictures, which we put on our Instagram. There were pictures of her from last August to more recently, 3 stone, 5 Look. And a half pounds gone forever. So
that's like a 4-year-old. That's how much, do you know what I mean?
4-year-olds weigh 3 stone.
Yeah, if not a little bit more.
Wow.
Well, my little girl's 2 and she weighs nearly 2 stone. Yeah.
Wow.
I know. You don't think about it like that though, do you? I know when I'm carrying Daisy around, it's bloody heavy.
There are some things that you can go online where you can see how much you've lost weight and then how much, like, it's two chihuahuas and an elephant.
Well, I just
posted
about my group. They lost nearly £1,000, 71 stone, my group's last month, and it was 663 guinea pigs.
663 guinea pigs?
Yeah. That's
was how many? £1,000?
Yeah, 71 stone.
71 stone is how much?
663 guinea pigs.
That's insane.
Isn't it? But you can, these calculations can tell you, like, you've lost a washing machine. You've lost
half a horse.
There's
probably an app, isn't there?
Yeah. But it's a rude app.
Also, I think I like quantity over, like...
Oh, yes, I'd go for, like, 7 million things rather than one big thing.
Yeah, like, not one elephant.
I'd want 50.
25 chihuahuas.
Did you see that little dog that just came before? It looked like a little mouse. I'd want 7,000 of them. Do you know what I mean? You'd feel, like, well powerful.
Well, this is the thing, like, I went to talk to some of my friends in Europe, and they obviously talk about...
Pounds.
Not kilos. Pounds, kilos.
Oh, yes.
So then I feel like sometimes we're talking different languages.
Yes. Well, there's 2.2 pounds in a kilo, so it always feels like you've lost less kilos, doesn't it? She's looking at me like,
it's too late for me to work this stuff
out. Because if there's 2.2 pounds in a kilo, to lose 2.2, you haven't even... When you've lost a pound, you haven't even lost half a kilo.
Yeah, it's like half.
Yeah. So I like more.
But then none of us actually ever work out what we've lost in pounds. We talk about it in stones and pounds, so...
Yeah, we could do it if we want no bigger. How many stones? You've lost 5 stone, so that's...
Oh, yeah, we didn't even mention that.
Yeah. Oh, that's small matter.
Yeah, we didn't even mention.
Because we've lost 70 pounds!
Yeah, so we didn't even mention that because life was going so quickly that, yeah, I finally got my 5-stone certificate.
Yeah! And I had one in!
I know. I was saying to Anna, don't you dare let me get that certificate. And A, you're not there. Or B, the certificate isn't available.
I've been in hospital like the week, 2 weeks before, hadn't I?
Exactly.
So... And then I ordered some special ones for you and they got lost. And then I managed to find one in the box. But I had a 10-stone ready to cut in half. Should have done it, shouldn't I?
Honestly, you know what is really interesting about that, getting that 5-stone certificate? This is the bits that I don't think enough people talk about. Now, people will read the headline and think, wow, you've lost 5 stone. That's amazing. But that last stone has taken me nearly 6 months.
Yeah, it's a slog, isn't it?
Right? That last stone. Now, this is the bit where people give up. This is the bit that no one talks about. That you look in the magazines of the before and the after, but that stone took 6 months to lose. It was like the pound dance.
But I think what happens, from what I see week in, week out, is at the beginning you're like, I'm going to make massive changes, I'm going to just do everything, and it's so exciting, isn't it? And you're so motivated by how rubbish you feel. And then what I find is, as people start to feel better about themselves, and this is also my journey, I took my foot off the gas a little bit.
Yeah, definitely.
And I was just a bit like, I don't need to rush as much because actually I'm enjoying the journey. And do you know what I mean? I'm not as obsessed and as fed up as I am like when I walked in a size 20, 22. Actually, I'm a size 16 now. I feel a bit better.
It's half a pound a week, isn't it, really? That's what I've just done. Last year, I averaged a pound a week, and that was 4 stone. So that's kind of all right. I mean, you know, it could take me another 6 months to lose this last stone. My target will be to lose 6 stone.
I think you'll do it by the end of the year.
Yeah. And you know what? I think it's kind of accepting that that's okay.
Because I think what you've got really beautifully is the balance with your life, the life you want to lead, your weight loss.
Yeah.
Which is a really key thing because you're in training for Target and it's not going to be a big shock when you get to Target because you've lived the way that you can live for the rest of your life once you get there.
Yeah. You know what? Something happened this week, just to take a pause from reading these comments. Something happened where I spent a lot of time working on the road this week and it was kind of grab and go. And
I'm astounded by what you did. Is you going to tell them what you just told me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for giving it away.
I didn't say anything.
I almost gave away my little thing.
No.
So
I'm keeping my lid shut.
I kind of really, I took, you know, buy little like little pots of mixed berries. I have apples with me. I take some mug shots. So when my client was like saying, "Oh, do you want, you know, to come to the canteen for dinner?" I was like, "No, I've got my mug shot and I've got some sandwich chicken, and I had some salad with me." So I was like, "It's fine. I've got my thing. I'm just gonna check my emails and do this." And then another client actually provided dinner for me, which was really sweet, but it was all like...
It was lard.
No, it wasn't lard, but it was like brie and like proper prosciutto ham and like a wholemeal baguette thing with seeds in. So I knew it was all sins.
She got the vegan memo for you.
It was a guy, actually.
Oh, was it?
But there was no sweets or chocolate, which I thought, well, you know, thanks to small mercies. And I had some macaroons this week, which were beautiful mini ones. And then yesterday, when I was super, super tired on a massive sugar low, I went into this restaurant and I ordered chips and a pepperoni pizza.
That's so not like you, Claire.
No, I was just super tired where I was like,
there's
nothing really here.
Wrong with it, like pizza and chips.
Anything here. Yeah. And I just thought... Oh, just get something. You need something and it needs to be quick. It needs to be now and that's cheap. And when it arrived, I just thought, oh my God, where are the napkins? I need to soak up all that grease.
Did you?
Now, I used to eat at least a Domino's pizza every week.
Yeah, I was before. The same, at least.
Yeah.
And I'd have a side of cookies and a Häagen-Dazs too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And chips, oh my God, chips are all... Whenever they give you a choice, do you want potatoes, mash or chips? Chips.
Yeah, just stop.
Daddy or chips. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I ordered the stuff and it was just like it came and I kind of ate some of it. I probably not ate about a third of it and then said, can I get a takeaway box? And I thought, I'll eat the rest later when I'm like kind of on my way home. And when I came to eat it later, I was like, actually, this is disgusting.
This
tastes horrible.
You threw it away.
I threw it away.
Yeah. Love this one.
I hate wasting food, but I just thought, there's no benefit to me eating this at all. And it really was like kind of awakening for me of like, I couldn't wait to this morning. I got up and I made myself like a chicken stir fry with a fried egg
for
on
breakfast.
Top. Because I just really wanted some nice food, like with fresh veg and
egg on top
protein.
Of the stir fry. Good call, that.
It's just extra protein here, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I just couldn't wait to actually eat nice food. And I did my food shop this afternoon preparing for work all weekend. And I've gone and got all like the bits that I need, but I've got little small treats if
that
I need them.
Enjoy them. Yeah, love
and
it.
And it was like, boom. Something's changing.
Something's changed.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've lost 5 stone.
That's where it's like this lifestyle thing rather than, oh my God, I can't eat that. I can't eat that. Oh my God, I've just eaten it.
And it's, but it's okay.
You did that black hole weekend thing that we talked about.
Totally. But I think it's knowing that you don't get the joy from those type of things that maybe you used to now.
No. Because
the
like,
joy
what
is...
What is this beige food with grease all over? It's disgusting.
But we talk about this when we train as consultants about the intrinsic... I think it's intrinsic. Excuse me if I've got the wrong word.
You shouldn't say words that you can't spell.
Well, I shouldn't speak then, should I? I can't spell anything. I'm dyslexic. Basically, when something becomes really ingrained in you, you get the kick from what's happening. You get the kick from the weight loss. You get the kick from the clothes. And that's what powers you on. When you first start, you get the kick from, like, the shiny stickers and the awards and the moving a star on the board and the fact that you've started. But now it's so deep ingrained in you, you're getting the joy of weight loss, not the joy of pizza.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
When I went back to Birmingham this week, I saw... 3 friends and all of them have all just joined Slimming World and they're all like the first 6 weeks into their journey and they've been listening to the podcast. So it was really, it's funny, isn't it, when you kind of, you're like, oh, so you're a Slimming Worlder too. It's like, oh, you're part of the cult.
And I bet you, they were like, oh, you're the queen.
And they were, I had to explain to them about like the pull of a shiny.
Oh, did you?
And like, have you decided how you're going to display your stickers? Are you going to put them on the book or are you going to take them and have a different display?
Oh, I feel like the sticker should always be on the book.
Well, it's also like a badge of honour when you're queuing up and then you look at the person
like,
in front of
you're
you.
You're blinding
like,
me.
Oh, yeah, you're like, it's when you're a
like,
newbie.
Yeah.
Check up my book.
Yeah, is it, or could I have a new book, please, Anna? Because I've got 7,000 slimmers of the week. I love that. It's when you have to start going to the pack or the body magic book to put the stickers on because you're so full. You're not far. But then I've seen some people that put them in the weight loss chart. So you know where we write your weight loss, they put the sticker in and they've hit that in the book. It's
well,
quite cute.
See, there's a question. Tell us, what do you do
with
where
do you put your sticker?
Where do you stick your sticker?
Where'd you put your awards? Yeah.
Right, talking of results and achievements, Elder Slimming World, I just listened to your Body Magic one, and can I just say, I started C25K.
Couch to 5K?
Oh.
Don't say things you can't spell.
And couldn't run a full minute. That was back in January. I'm now running 10Ks.
Shut the front door, you amazing woman.
And I'm due to do the Keswick to Barrow on Saturday with my running club. 43 miles. It just goes to show that anyone can do anything if they put their mind to it.
Do you know, in my group yesterday...
Oh, actually, hang on. Oh. Then we got a reply saying, oh, did the race, ran 38.24 miles... in 11:10:07 with a dislocated toe and what may be a stress fracture, but I'm so proud. I came in 750 out of 1,354.
How amazing are you?
Nice one,
L. Can I just say, my group yesterday were talking about running the 5 o'clock group. Big shout out to anyone listening from there. And there were so many amazing, inspired runners who have started running after they've lost weight and like doing couch to 5K and now doing park runs and doing half marathons. I love a runner because I wasn't born to do it.
Yeah.
Do you like running?
I don't really, but I understand what the pull is. I can't just really ever be one of those people who says, right, put my trainers on, going for a run.
No.
But in the last week, I've done 3 one-hour walks. I've been for a 40-minute swim, and I did 2 hours climbing today.
Oh,
now, I'll get more of a kick out of that variety. Yeah. But for me, a run feels like actual exercise.
Daisy had me running up and down the lounge today, and she was just like, Mummy, faster. Mummy, too slow. I was like, I'm dying. And I'm only running up and down the lounge. Do you know what I mean?
And then you trod in poo.
No, that was outside when I went to put the bins out.
God.
Yeah.
Danny Payne. Hi! That's literally what Danny said. Just want to say I love your podcast. I've been a member for 3 weeks. I've been listening to you guys while I've been out walking, jogging. You've motivated me loads. And I've lost 6 pounds this week.
Sorry.
Couldn't have done it without you guys. Keep up the great work. Oh, nice one, Danny. Give us an update on how you're doing. So Naomi has said, listen to the latest podcast. In 10 months working at a particular pub chain, gained 4 stone. Now this, I think, is when we did our restaurant special. If you're just joining our podcast, go back. We did, me and Anna went on a Sunday date to a well-known pub chain and basically decrypt the menu of what we think sins are and then the reality. And the veggie breakfast, says Naomi, are exactly why I'm in Slimming World. So I'm guessing that she thought, oh no, it's veggie, it'll be healthy.
Yeah, so many people do. And vegan, I get so many people say, I went for the vegan brunch. It's like, oh babe, it's probably no healthy.
We kid ourselves. She put here, there are so many sneaky sins, like they melt a chunk of butter on top of the mushrooms, and most of the stuff being cooked in the microwave is pre-made, so there's not really, truly a lot of wiggle room for changing things. But since starting Slim World has lost 1 stone 5 pounds in 8 weeks, so clearly better off without.
Good work.
Slimming World Matt started his first group as a consultant and has been listening and using us as a bit of support for him whilst promoting and posting leaflets going to and from work, and is just finding our ideas and discussions really helpful for him as a
Matt, well done you babe. I opened a new group in 2 weeks and I'm terrified, and you really inspired me. I'm going to be pounding the streets. If you are in South Manchester and you see a banana walking around leafleting, that would be me. Come and say hi.
Yeah, she's so smooth, isn't she?
So smooth.
Smooth, baby. Meg's sent us a message on the Insta. Just want to say thank you for the podcast. I had a pretty hectic week last week. I did not food optimize at all. I wasn't going to go to class last night, but I was passing by, so I did anyway. Turns out I put on 5 pounds. I didn't even think that was possible. As you can imagine, I've been feeling really down about the gain. But I've been listening to the last few weeks of your podcast and it's really boosted my mood about everything. I'm even going to try a few SP days, I think. So I just wanted to thank you both for helping me get through this little blip and hopefully getting back on track.
Oh, bless you, darling. Let us know how you're getting on.
You know what? If this is a journey, as they say, you are going to gain at some point. You are going to work really hard and not get the results on the scale. How you choose to react to that and handle it is what's going to make you stronger in the long run.
Yeah. It's not the gain that matters, it's how you deal with it.
That's true. So what, there's some, like, something like Charles Swindoll has this quote, which is, life is 10% of what happens to you and 90% of how you choose to react to it.
Yeah, 100% agree with him.
Quote of the day.
Thanks for that.
This Little Life UK said, that we posted some of the reviews, which we'll share in a second, and they sent us a message saying, this is a great podcast, you should both be very proud listening to it. Usually on my dog walk, it's like hanging out with friends and having a good chat. I laugh out loud and it never fails to motivate me. I nearly always learn something new or get a great tip. Hashtag broccoli.
Thank you. Do you know what?
We've got three spare seats in the back of the car right now. So
should we do like carpool karaoke?
If you're listening, then who would you want to bring along? Your two friends, would you want to come and join us in the car? Right, another person doing couch to 5K. I can't believe I didn't realise that it's couch to 5K. I just put C25K. They're running 25K. That's quite a long way.
I love it, Claire, because it's not very often I can correct you.
Anyway.
And it's sewn one to Anna, 5 million to Claire.
Hayley is on run 2, week 3 of couch to 5K, listening to our podcast. And has found it a bit easier. It's getting easier as she's doing it, despite not being on the treadmill. Having no headphones for some of it and having a ridiculously useless sports bra.
No, oh, I that found feeling. That out the other
then way. There's two watermelons there. What's that about? Is that rude?
She's got a crap sports bra. That's her boobs.
Is that watermelon boobs?
Yeah, they must be. Her jiggly boobs. Oh my God. She's knackered. She's been doing loads of night shifts. She's not that thick normally.
Oh my God. Right, okay.
I feel I could take advantage of you today.
I am so freaking tired. Okay, I also posted on over the last month. We did some posts about me wearing the Spice Girls dress, which we mentioned in our previous podcast, and the pictures are on our Instagram, and how I bought this Union Jack dress back in January.
A size small.
To go to the Spice Girls gig in, and then I wore it, and so I put pictures and I went to weigh in with it, and you've all sent some really nice comments about that. Which was awesome, because I just wanted to share with you
that how far you've come.
Yeah, because that was in our first or second episode. So that was cool. Beverly says that found our podcast back in early June and has got slightly addicted, that we keep her going whilst on the treadmill with many giggles along the way.
Oh, keep running, babe, or walking.
Thank you to Amy Wiggle for your lovely comments. Heywood Alt. Whoop whoop, well done. Ivor Granson's christening on the 16th of June. Hopefully the dress I've got fits. So hang on a sec, that was this week, so you would have already wore it. So send us a picture of you wearing the dress.
Claire, remember what we've got to do. We've got to shout out Ireland!
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Right, big shout out to
Lisa O'Doolan Trainer.
You are a consultant in Belfast, and you're from Enniskillen, and you are doing a cracking job, and you love our podcast, and she sent me a message, and she's just so gorgeous. So if you're in Belfast and looking for a group, I feel you should go and find her. We've also got quite a few others listening.
Well, about 1 in 10 of our Slimming World podcast listeners are based in Ireland.
Wow.
So, and it doesn't define on our in our analytics whether you're Northern Ireland or Southern Ireland. So big up the island.
Big up.
So yeah, 1 in 10 of our podcast listeners are in Ireland.
So, you know, we've got so many groups in Ireland, and Southern Ireland is so, the groups are so far apart. They can be like 5 or 6 hours apart. So they're massive out there. And then in places like Dublin, I've been to a couple in Dublin. So it's so lovely. The Irish contingent of Slimming World just seems so positive and powerful. So big up.
I like that. Do you know what? I'm still want to go to one of these groups in the northeast that you mentioned, where there's so many that the consultants wear headsets.
Yeah, I don't know if
is that's that a rumor.
No, it's true, but I don't know if the consultant is still here. Oh yeah, because
right, if you know a consultant or you are a consultant that is doing one of these groups, then please get in contact.
Yeah, because I know the venues were so big, and can you imagine me with a headset? I'd be like, oh, I'm on fire. Don't need it in my little room.
You'd make it turn into a Zumba class or something.
Can you imagine?
Come on, guys, let's go. Woo! All right, everyone, stand up. Let's get in the mood. Okay, everyone, step to the left, step to the right. You just go full on Zumba instructor.
We went on a girls' holiday 1 year, and my friends were taking the mic out, and we were like, can you be the instructor today? So I did a whole week for them, actually, of, if the girls are listening, they'll remember this, of water aerobics as an instructor, pretending to be a really cheesy one. So I reckon I could be a Zumba one. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think most of us would like if we could just record you doing motivational little, come on, you can get through this SP day, just keep going. And then throughout the day, we can all just press a button and occasionally hear Anna's motivational quote relevant at that time.
A big shout out to Sam Loves Mod. Sam is one of my members, and she has a photo of me on her computer at work. She sends me the picture. Yeah.
What would Anna say?
She turns me around, don't you, Sam? Some days you're allowed to look at me, other days you turn me right around, don't you? So, yeah, she says it keeps her motivated.
Okay. Right, Jules Sir Howard found our podcast and loves it, has been binge listening to catch up. Couldn't believe it when I talked about the dress on episode 2. This is about the Spice Girl dress. And there I am with my dress. So it's crazy, I guess, because like 6 months ago feels like such a long time. But some of you were only just coming to the podcast, which is great.
And listening to the
episodes. And so you're kind of you're listening back to us 6 months ago, which is crazy. So
Gosh, the early episodes.
Right, who else have we got? Okay, so Fiona, another island. So this is
big
Fiona's
up.
Fiona's one of the ones who said, you never mention Ireland, with a sad face. I'm in Ireland. Mention me. Well, Fiona, I'm mentioning you.
Yeah.
And she's put, ye are hilarious. I'm standing at a football match, listening to the 20th of March listeners' questions. I'm peeing myself laughing out loud, I might add, but our team are losing. I'm getting disapproving looks all around. And Fiona, how apt is it then
that
we're in the same spot mentioning you?
Yeah, and all we've seen today is canoeists, and there were two just hammered people that walked past us, didn't they?
I know, I was like, don't make eye contact.
No, Anna, I was worried they were going to bang on the door.
Yeah, right.
Big
Who
up
else?
Island.
Ines is one of our listeners out in Cheltenham, and loved hearing her name be read. She said it's the inner child in her, and the podcasts are really helping her keep on track. Another £3.5 this week, only £1.5 to her first stone. I imagine by the time you you know, we're reading this, that you'll be well on it, and you got to the Mirror of the Month certificate.
Love that.
Incredible. Right.
Muzzle tough.
Tam. Hi Anna and Claire, I'm late to the party, but I just wanted to say a big thank you for your fab podcast. I faffed about for years with Slimming World, losing and gaining. I've just started again, and your podcast is a breath of fresh air for me. Please keep going, please don't stop. I'm binge listening, and it's so helpful. It's really enabled me to get my head in the right place and reinvigorated my plans and habits. You share a lot about yourselves, which is both brave and kind. You're awesome girls.
Thank you, darling.
That's nice.
It's nice, isn't it? Because sometimes we sit here and think,
who cares?
Who cares, and are we making absolute idiots of ourselves? I think that's probably true, isn't it?
That's probably true, yeah. That's it. And then when you kind of bump into people that you've not seen for a while and they start talking about the episode where you got your pants stuck in your bum. I did.
Yeah, I know you did. My niece messaged me the other day.
This, don't yeah. You? We forget what we say, because then once we record it and put it out, we're like moving on to the next one. And then you all start quoting us. I mean, if I have another person send me a message about melon balls. And you know, I cleaned my freezer out this week and they're still in there.
Oh my God, mine defrosted itself when I found ours on the floor. Sweaty melon balls.
Oh man, well.
My 19-year-old niece messaged me, just said, Auntie Anna, I'm listening. You know, and you're like, oh, sugar.
Cringe.
Yeah.
Right, Sarah Richardson. Hello, Sarah. You're a regular messenger for us as well. Wish we were on every day. She was laughing at us taking a photo when we were on our last episode. We were on the swings. We finished it on the swings in a children's play area. We have fun doing this, don't we? Now, apparently she listens to us while she's cleaning, as it makes the time go quicker.
Oh, I like that idea. Like, while you're hinching, love.
Now, last week, because we're kind of catching up on this, apparently Sarah went to her brother's wedding celebrations. Ooh. They were only sprung on us like a week before or something.
Ooh.
And currently has been looking for a dress. She's lost five stone and dropped, wait for this, not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, but six dress sizes.
Wow. Six dress sizes.
But struggling to see herself as slimmer. And so that's where going clothes shopping has been tricksy.
Trixie. I like that.
So has been following Extra Easy SP for the weeks up to the wedding to get that boost that she needed. So I hope it went well, Sarah.
I've just counted on my fingers how many dress sizes you've got. That's amazing.
Clara Lou says, just discovered podcasts and they are amazing. Has been doing Slimming World on their own.
Oh,
no group or online since March 2018. Lost just over 6 stone.
Wow!
But has been struggling recently. Oh. Your podcast have helped me get my head back in the game.
Oh,
well
six
done.
6 stone on your own.
That's really tough.
That's amazing.
Right, let's have a look. Who else is on here? Okay, so SW Smudger. I don't know if I'm saying this right. I'm a stay-at-home mom. What up? Totally random and to me, unexpected inset day.
Oh, yes. She's at home with the kids and she's listening.
Oh, these chaps are saving me today, as in us. I drift through the kitchen when I'm bored, lonely, which is often. Oh. To have these out on the side is saving me and my sins. Ah, so yeah, it's like...
It's a photo.
Yeah, it's a photo. I can't zoom in it. And then she was pointing out how us talking about loneliness as a trigger was really, really helpful. So
I've had so much feedback from people who've listened to that loneliness one.
Yeah, mostly on plan also commented on our episode and said that it got her really thinking that she moved to a new area just before she got pregnant with the second child and they left all their friends and family behind. Mm. They were really lucky to find a new tribe of friends through some NCT classes And mum's of friends, her girls made, and loves being a part of a real caring community. I'm not really sure I actually would have coped without it. For me, it's a huge part of what life is about. And that's, I think, the thing that we wanted to kind of say in the loneliness, that it can just be two or three changes and then boom, you're like, oh, is that what this is?
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it?
But because there's not kind of any specific symptoms or there's no kind of treatment of it, it's like, oh...
Oh, that's why I'm feeling so rubbish.
Yeah. So have a listen to that. If that's something that you've kind of been thinking about, that word lonely, then have a listen to that episode. It might be helpful, as it was to mostly on plan. Right, some of your ratings and reviews on Apple Podcasts, please, continue
this,
sending
please.
These. Because
yeah.
I think what this actually does, in terms of you and what difference it makes when you leave a review, it means that we get noticed in the health podcast charts on places like Apple Podcasts. And if there are people who are just like Clara Lou, who are doing this on their own, that they kind of notice
that we're there,
that we're in, we're available as a health podcast. So it does raise the profile of who we are and what we do.
And it's so just lovely to read what you're saying about us, so thank you.
Yeah. Now, some of these, I don't think I've got all the most recent ones. Jules Holloway says, thank you both. I'm in my 50s and spent most of my life yo-yoing around the whole weight thing, but you ladies are so honest and have given me support to really think about my why, emotional eating and sabotage habits. Belle Summerbee here, as a Target member, I don't weigh every week, but listening to the podcast helps keep me focused. Each
brilliant.
Week there's a nugget of advice, a light bulb moment that motivates me to carry on.
Keep going, babe.
Yeah. Weirdo, love listening to you guys. Your pearls of wisdom are really helping me reset myself when I fall off the wagon. Definitely not ready to give up just yet.
I thought you said you fell off the wiggin.
And Gower Girl, only joined Slimming Worlds middle of May, found the podcast, has been listening in the car to and from work, and it's helping make sense of food optimizing. I think that's the thing, isn't it, that initially when you do start, it can be quite overwhelming. It's like, you know, you feel like you have to take that book with you and read it about 20 times a day, and going shopping the first time you go to the supermarket,
it's crazy, isn't it? And then it just sinks in. I was saying that to someone yesterday, like, it won't always feel like this. In about 3 weeks time, you'll feel like, oh, this is what I'm doing. It's practice, isn't it?
Well, do you know, I kind of been going to different supermarkets recently just to kind of get out of the boredom.
Yeah.
And I still always have my phone with me, and I have the Slimming World app, and I have food search, and I'm constantly typing in to see how much things is that.
Yeah.
Yes. And so I always kind of, it's like kind of creating time, a pause before you kind of buy something or eat something, to think, hang on, let's just definitely check.
Yeah, good call to make.
Because all those kind of secrets, like,
what did
hidden
someone
sins.
Call this? Someone said something in group that you were in last week, didn't they? Those wavy, do you remember? Were you,
the, floaty?
Itty sins?
Floaters.
Something like that.
Floaters.
Jen Dootson, she's an amazing lady and consultant. Remind us what it was. It was floaty sins, wasn't it?
Yeah, the floaty ones. So there was somebody who talked about how they always have boiled sweets in their car.
Yes.
And to them, they'd be driving, so they'd be eating the sweets as they're driving, but it didn't really ever, it didn't count.
Yeah.
Because they were writing it down or thinking about it. Now the meals are on plan, but the sweets in the car, when actually you kind of go through and say, let's say you have six a day, well, that's what, 12 sins,
yeah,
is it? And so 12 sins on top every day comes up to how much a week? And then you wonder why...
You've not lost weight?
Yeah, or you gain.
Yeah, totally.
It's so scary, it's isn't
it? The floaty little ones.
Susie Snuzzy is retired and is lucky to be on holiday in Spain for 8 weeks.
Woo! Oh.
Never listened to podcasts before, but I'm catching up on all the back catalogue and loving them. I'm not saying I'm food optimising at the moment, but it's keeping my Slimming World, keeping Slimming World in my head, ready for when I get to go back to group at the end of June.
Sometimes nearly that's time, all you need.
Someone else, Kathy here, has been listening to the podcast as she slowly jogs along working towards 5K, which is now achieved. Great. They're super entertaining. I've learnt lots. Combined with going to Slimming World group has helped me lose 16 pounds in 7 weeks.
Well done, you.
Fantastic. Distraction from jogging. Ashley Marie sent us a lovely message about going for Way Day, a pound off 3 stone award in 19 weeks,
My
and I'm pretty
goodness.
Certain that she got it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty certain that maybe the message will turn up later, but I'm 99% certain that you then told us you got it. So congratulations. That is no mean feat, is it? What colour's the three stone one?
Oh, it's different if you've got an old one or a new one. Oh, God. I don't know the colours.
What kind of consultant are you?
So half a stone is pink, the stone is blue, one and a half stone is yellow. What kind of... That hurt deep.
Right, I'm going to whiz through some of these because I feel like we've still got so many.
That it ends up deep. Being...
And sorry?
Cuts really deep.
What do you think you are? Bothered. Right, okay.
So
got so many here.
What?
Stay on track. We've got plenty of comments. Emma loves listening to the podcast. Been a member of Slimming World for 2 months now. Lost 18 pounds.
Wow.
It's just 5 pounds off target. This is the hard slog. She's SPing up. She's got holiday coming up. And then second baby. Has just had second baby 6 months ago.
Oh, so my God. That's amazing.
Her motivation. She's just ran 10K. And listening to us is helping her to also stay on tack. Little confused, though. I'm worried. Should we not be saving sins over the week? Oh. What are your thoughts on this? You know, because obviously for women we have 15 sins a day depending on roughly what your consultant says on your weight, and
yeah,
this
so
idea that you could have all 105 on one night. It depends whether it's a short-term fix or a long-term.
I come from the place of 5 to 15 a day. I think it psychologically is more important
little
than
and
105
often.
Because I what my instinct is with it, if you're having 105 in one go, you're almost not food optimizing then, are you? You're using that kind of binging excuse me mentality a little bit. That's what I know of my own journey, that I was using them all in one go. It was just meaning that I was trying to shoehorn my old life into the new habit. So listen, some days you do, you know, if you're going out, you might need a bit more flexibility than you do on a Tuesday night when you're just having a two-finger Kit Kat. Do you know what I mean? But I think it's something that's really important to recognise with your weight loss. There is nothing in the book that says 105 in a week for a woman or 140 for a man. It says 5 to 15 a day.
Yeah.
Just, I think it's personal. It's all about choice.
Yeah, I mean, it just kind of feels like there are some places that you just have to just let go of.
Yeah. And
there are some burger and chips and dirty fries restaurants that you just think, I can't really ever go in you again.
Yeah, and I think that's a really good spot, Claire. And I think it is just recognising, am I really trying to food optimise this if I need to use all of them in one go? Mm. No, I'm trying to do things that perhaps aren't going to get me a weight loss. And it's just where you're at. And I would always say, if you're losing weight beautifully and you're having more sins on a Friday and a Saturday and you're happy with it and you're doing whatever, then don't change it. But if you are not losing the weight you want and you know that you're having more sins on a Friday or a Saturday or a Sunday afternoon, be the first thing I'd look at as your consultant trying to change. But that's just my personal view.
Yeah.
And I always go by what the book says.
It's true.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Kirsty M86 who reached target. Sent us a lovely picture of that. Thank you. Ornella did SP for 7 days and smashed it with an awesome weight loss.
She's in Florida.
Slim Millie, thank you, because you have recommended to us to multiple different podcast listeners here. We really appreciate that. And you actually quoted us in one of your Insta posters about surfing the urge.
I
can't remember which episode that was.
That was
a long time ago. Yeah, we've posted, actually, it's on our Instagram, it's on the stories, you can read about what surfing the urge is and how these cravings kind of come over us and it's like waves passing over us and they kind of feel really intense as they pass, but then if you just ride it out, they disappear. Kerry in London sent us a message saying that she's currently on maternity leave with three kids. Anna said that it's been quite tough keeping on track, but we are helping her. In actual fact, that listening to us meant that when she had a really rough week, things were not happening with the kids. One of them was very poorly.
Aww.
That actually, on those type of times, she would have gone for all the highest sin things in the nearest supermarket. Aww. But instead, she didn't, because she listened to us and our advice and rode it out. And I suppose what you did, surf the urge, Kerry.
Yeah.
So well done. Just
three
keep
kids,
trucking
man. Superhero.
On. Slim with Ian sent us a number of messages and also has tagged us in posts. Thank you for sharing. I'm pretty certain, Ian, that you're a consultant, if I think right, as well, not just a member.
Ooh.
I think.
Hello, Ian.
And you put some before and after pictures of you from your brother's wedding, and also admitted that some of your previous photos, you'd even tagged yourself on them on social media because you felt so ashamed of how you used to look, and you were deeply, you know, worried about what people said about you, but you were willing to share your own stories and your motivations, and you tagged us in one of your posts saying that we've been one of your main motivations, not only to be honest to yourself but also to be honest to your beautiful members as well. So congratulations.
Well done, you, darling.
And he's Target as well, so
tough.
Now, Amanda Slim and Trim sent us a message, said she's only gone and reached Target.
Oh, you guys are doing blinking amazing.
She said it's the hardest stone she's ever lost, but she wanted to do it right and get the mindset right this time.
Love that.
She's here forevermore. This yo-yo diet is cutting the string, and that's where I'll stay.
Oh, that's what you want. You know, for every member that walks in your door as a consultant, you're just like, I want to help fix you. Do you know what I mean? I want you to cut them strings from that yo-yoing.
It's making a difference, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. But you know what? Sometimes as members, we have to admit that
we're not ready.
You know, we're 80% of the work ourselves. There's only so much you can tell us as
consultants. Yeah. Oh, no, but you hope you can help people to change their world. You really do. You just hope everyone gets there.
Make Jim Slim, another one of our male listeners.
Oh,
told us what his lunch was, which
Jim?
I could eat that right now, to be honest. It's a rice noodle salad with edamame, spring onion, grated carrot, baby prawns, and dressing made of 1 tablespoon of peanut butter, 4.5 sins, soy and lime juice split into 4 portions, so calling it one apiece. Dinner was inspired by us stuffed chicken breasts with some defrosted Linda McCartney rosemary and onion sausages.
Oh, nice.
Leftover roasted veg from last night and some beans and spinach for good measure.
Oh
my goodness me.
I'm
you
really
sound
upset.
Like you're just having a little bit too much pleasure there.
Oh, no. No, do you know why? Because I've just found out that I've probably got a soya allergy, and I love edamame beans, and that's one thing that has to be cut out. Got it?
Aunt Jess, I'm in love with your podcast anyway, but embracing loneliness episode is life, and ever so true. As a single lady, dating is hard as it is. I hear ya. But I also worry about food, my body and securities, and I still have weight to lose. Can I not find the love of my life and have fun dating while I'm on my SW weightless journey?
Aww.
Or am I supposed to wait until I'm at Target? Surely you have male listeners that are either still on their journey or at Target. How about we start Slimming World dating? I'd love you guys as the matchmakers. Be like, find Claire a husband.
Oh my god!
Find Aunt Jess a husband.
Oh, can you imagine? It could be like The Bachelor.
I absolutely understand what you mean with that, because I think what sometimes I didn't realise, when you often go on first dates, a lot of the time you probably have quite a few drinks. Well, yeah, that's a whole different kettle of fish. But when I was maybe kind of getting back out onto the scene doing online dating, you might go on a couple of dates a week. Now, if you think you're probably going to have 2 or 3 glasses on each date.
Yeah.
So then how much is that costing? How many sins? Yeah. Sometimes, your first date you wouldn't normally eat. Second date you probably would. So then you don't really want to kind of meet someone and say, oh, I'm only having a small drink, I'm only having one drink, or I'm not having the chips because I'm doing Slimming World. It's not really a sexy opener, is it? You sound boring. So it's a hard one. I totally understand what you mean. So instead, what I've had to do, Aunt Jess, is I have looked to get a bit more varied in the type of dates that I do. So I'd say, why don't we go for a walk around the park?
Skating.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Have like doing dates. So I love mini golf. That's a little favourite. Because then you get to see, are they polite? Do they let you in?
Nice.
Are they competitive?
Do they thrash you?
Do they like kind of let you go first? Or do they kind of want to impress you with their
It's so interesting
coolness.
Though how like I would, and I don't know whether it's because I've been married for a long time or whatever, but I'd be like, I'm having a gin and tonic, love, and I'm not eating chips. I want new potatoes with no butter and grill my steak with no oil. And I don't know whether that's because I'm just comfortable with where I am and I'm not trying to be polite or show someone another side of me. But I think I've always been quite ballsy with like that. Like, I don't care if you're judging me because I'm not having chips. Maybe we're just a bit different like that, aren't we? Whereas I'd be like, would you just be really, would you be worried if you said in front of someone, or like, no dressing on my salad and a girl's date with no oil?
My thing is, I don't, you're not going to sit down for a meal with someone on a first date anyway, because if you don't like them, you're stuck with them for how many courses? So the idea is you kind of do more informal, let's just go for one drink, see how it is, then there's a get out. Or sometimes you just, you know, go for a walk around the park and have an ice cream, and then after maybe an hour you say, right, I'm gonna go.
Is that what you, if you didn't
like girl code, like where, you know, you text your mates and say, can you call me? It's like code 101 or something like that. And they call you and say, oh my God, I'm at the hospital, I need you to come and help me. I'm really sorry, but my friend's at the hospital, I've got to go help her. I'm so sorry, I'm going to have to cut this short.
Oh my God, really?
I've never actually...
I feel like I've missed out. Like the love of my life when haven't. I was... I feel like I want to go on a date. Phil, can we go on a date? And we're like, we don't know each other.
Just throwing my phone on the floor. Have... Not on the floor, you know what I mean? Yeah, no, you're not missing much. Oh, no. Honestly, it's hard work. It's hard work when...
You have to shave your legs as well.
If you think of that rejection, if you think of the rejection or the deflation when you go to someone you've worked hard and you get a gain. Now, you spend, like, what, a couple of days building up the chat with someone that might be a potential, that hope that you have. You're kind of prepping yourself, thinking they might be the one. You've got the whole excitement. And then you go and meet them and you know within 5 minutes that they're not this prince that you thought they were.
God.
That kind of... Or you like them and then they kind of play they friend zone you. So if you're doing weight loss and dating at the same time...
You're brilliant.
It's hard.
Yeah.
The only thing is that you speed up learning how to deal with bumps. That's the one saving grace.
Gosh, I bet people are quite horrible as well, aren't they?
Yeah, but then sometimes you have to be horrible too.
Yeah. It's a whole nother world I feel I need to learn about.
Right, hopes of shrinking. I just wanted to say thank you for creating this podcast. I'd fallen off the wagon for the 100th time and was just starting a 5-day egg fast out of desperation.
Oh, God,
when I found your podcast this morning and I am obsessed. I'm listening to the emotional eating episode. It rings true in so many ways. Thank you. Cannot thank you enough.
I'm so glad you found us before you embarked on that.
A lot of you, Leah is listening to us whilst walking. It makes the walk to work more enjoyable. Mm. And that's what we wanted, actually. We want you to feel like you're in the car with us. Yeah. We feel like you've got your trainers on, you're walking with us. Faith has sent a message saying that the podcast keeps her in the zone between weigh-ins. Loved when I posted about my bouldering video. So slim.
Oh, thanks.
I appreciate you aren't where you want to be yet, but I wanted to share what my first thought was. I debated sending this message as I'm very much a passive listener and don't want to sound creepy.
Yeah, it's all right. We love creepy.
I would appreciate hearing it, so I thought you should say it. And I did appreciate. And Anna, apparently, Faye says, I'm sure you look fantastic too, but we don't get to see many photos of you. Yeah, what's this about, Anna? You've got loads of photos.
Do you know what it is? Can I be honest with you? I spend most of my life with my hair scrunched on top of my head looking like I've got a 2-year-old. And I just, and I don't feel very confident about myself at the moment. Is that something? Yeah, I'm not feeling good in my health and I'm not feeling good in how I,
Just to post photos of you now though, do you?
So that I post my wedding
your
ones,
wedding
didn't I?
Photos yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, I guess I think I just when you become a mum you change a lot and you lose a little bit of who you are, and I don't think I found my zone.
Yeah,
can you see? Do you know, I think I just need some sleep. But
I think you're quite glamorous.
Oh yeah, but you only see me you don't always see me back. I think I feel like I have to show a perfect picture of me, which I know I don't, but I want to be out there and be like, oh, she doesn't like a sack of, you know what?
Half the time when I'm doing these lives, these Instagram lives, I'm just wandering around and I've...
But on my personal Instagram, you see my videos, but I don't know.
There we go.
I'm going to challenge myself. I'm going to post a picture of me and my banana tomorrow. I posted my banana picture.
You did.
I think, though, good spot, because I was thinking that looking at our Instagram the other day, there's loads of Claire. None of me. Okay, challenge accepted.
I'm at a different place to you though, that I'm kind of coming out of this.
You're coming out of shell.
I'm the butterfly coming out of the cocoon at the moment, and it's been a long time coming of feeling miserable, so now I'm starting to
feel
appreciate
more
that.
Yeah.
So it's and we go through different stages in that,
and I think I've just hit a bit of a stage where I feel a bit rubbish, so hopefully I'll come out of it, be all right.
Maybe you need to post more photos, then you can, like, we can kind of
yeah.
be with you.
I know, I think, do you know what? I'm in an interesting place with my health, with my journey, with my life, and it's all, like, plates spinning. Do you ever feel like that? Like, 7 million plates, and you're just like, I don't know where I'm going. So, yeah.
Yeah, but that's when the food optimising thing really matters.
Yeah. I see, I have a slightly different issue in that I've got a very severe bowel illness, and, like, at the moment I can't eat, which is soul destroying, so...
Well, that's when health is naff, isn't it?
Yeah.
When, you know, really when there's rubbish. Bigger things to think about.
Yeah.
And actually, just this next message is from Helen, and she has certainly had a whole host of things that have hit her. You know, from pregnancy to caring for her children as well, spending a lot of time alone when a little man is in school and she just eats. She kind of went to a group and then she had to stop going to a group because she had to care for her son. So there's just been a whole host of bouts, but she's back on it. And so far, since January last year, she's lost 2 stone,
oh,
2 pounds.
Well,
however,
done.
The thing that she asks us for help for is that she's always hungry and she doesn't know if she's stuck in a rut or she should actually be eating more or what she can do to mix things up. Now, this is an interesting one because...
Oh, I don't feel hungry.
Well, I think the first thing I had to do was forget this idea... If I'm hungry,
I'm losing weight.
Or don't eat less. Actually, eat more of the right stuff.
Yeah, the more you eat of the free
and
food.
And if I was hungry in the evening, like quite often I'd kind of say, oh, I can't eat anything after 7 p.m.
Yes,
well, no,
yeah.
If I'm still hungry at 10 or 11, there's a reason.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the next day you'd be shattered even more.
Yeah, I was talking to one of my girls, Jo, yesterday, and she had a really great week, and she said it's because she's been eating so much more free food and really making sure her meals were bigger so she didn't in turn snack. So I would always say if you're hungry, make sure you're getting lots of protein in and slow-releasing carbs like pasta, rice and potatoes. And yeah, don't be scared to eat. Eat. I've been known to eat chips at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, big jacket potato. I like big portions, but some people like snacking. But yeah, just keep that free food going.
Hello to Nicola, who's listening to us in Northern Ireland. She heard
Irish.
Me talking about it on BBC Radio 5 Live, our podcast, of which we put a post on our Insta there. We are now our companions on dog walks and when getting ready for bed. Wanted to say that she's a biology teacher.
I love this.
And that asparagus makes some people's wee smell because they have a gene for it, but some people don't have the gene, so there's no smell. So, Claire, you might have the smelly asparagus wee, but not have the gene to smell it.
Oh, my God, because I can smell, like, when my little girls had it. That's so interesting.
Fruit Loops.
I'm not smelling your wee, though.
It's good. No, don't worry. No. Just Claire, not Claire, but just Claire, has been binging on our podcast the last few days.
Healthy
come
thing to
just
binge on.
At the right time. I've just rejoined after having 2 weeks off from getting married. Congratulations.
I love my marriage.
I've totally removed the pressure of number by not finding out what I weigh, and I've asked to know how much up or down.
Mm.
That's interesting.
Very interesting.
There's so many different ways that you can make this work for you. And then just to kind of bring this to a bit of a close somehow, comments from Amanda, Helen and Lil Mona have inspired us for our next episode, which are all about a how-to guide for going on holiday.
Yes.
And what to watch out for and what to how to approach it. So we are going to make that...
Our top 10 tips.
Top 10 tips for going on holiday, how to approach it.
Yeah.
So
don't go. No,
I'm
joking.
Take us with you.
Yeah.
There's the clause. So I think that kind of wraps up. You see how many comments, and I feel like we've not even read them all at the moment. So... so many other people. C. Elder has also sent us a message that, you know, 99% of weight loss is a mind game, and that's what's inspiring them, especially some tackling those big emotional issues like shame, guilt, treat, identity, hiding behind the fat. And that's exactly what we wanted to really open up to people, that
massively.
This isn't just about the food that you eat, it's about all the other things that are thrown
it's
into
a much
it.
Bigger picture in it.
So if you are new to the podcast, whiz through our back catalogue, and we call the titles different things, so just don't feel overwhelmed to go back to the start. Just pick the episodes that you think jump out at you from the title.
Yeah.
Go there, and then you've got all the other ones whenever. They're not recorded in chronological order.
And they're just witter on, don't we?
We do witter on.
Yeah, they're and timeless.
On that note, I think that we should probably round up. Yeah. The only one thing I do want to say is a couple of friends have started listening who follow on Facebook. And hello to Richard, who's in Bristol, who, when he saw me post about my 5-stone certificate, said that my post made him weigh for the first time in 3 months.
Oh, well done,
he'd
Richard.
Gained 6 pounds, but at least he knows what he's got to do. And it's just the kick that he needed to get back on the bandwagon.
Oh, well done, babe.
So I'm glad that from us sharing our stuff, our stories helps.
Yeah.
Nice one. Well, yeah. You can contact us in all the usual ways. Instagram, Slimmerworld Podcast.
Carrier Pigeon.
Email, slimmerworldpodcast@gmail.com.
And comment on an Insta post, can't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, and just generally keep slimming.
Keep slimming.
Yeah. Keep shrinking.
Keep shrinking.
Keep dancing.
Or as they say in Slim World, there's a lot of kind of fabulous. Keep being fabulous. There's lots of gorgeous and fabulous and lovely. It's not my language, but you fit that so well.
I was like that before Slimming World. That's not Slimming World for me. I was always that.
You were born to work at Slimming
World. No, like I was a gusher. Do you know what I mean? Like...
She smacked the microphone. I mean, she's taking...
I just looked at her like that. Just
the slippers have come off. I am pleased to report that her nails are painted, though.
And my toenails. I just didn't have a pedicure today.
That's what I meant. Your toenails.
Yeah. Oh, I'd never not have my toenails painted.
This is the end. It's okay. Bye. I'll escape now.